So the saying goes, you can't talk about New Orleans without talking about the food. But for some people, talking's not quite enough. Some people have got to learn how to make it. I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with one such person, Karen Duncan, owner of Casa Pelican Bed and Breakfast and Cooking School in Algiers Point. How are you doing today, Karen?
I'm great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to get you in here.
Oh, happy to be here.
So to kind of start this off, what attracted you to that style of cooking? Like, was there anything in particular that just kind of led you to be like, wow, this is something different. I really enjoy this.
I mean, my classic training is in French cuisine. We all know about French cuisine. It can be very fussy. And it's lovely and it's, you know, very methodic. But there's just something about the way that things smell here and the way that things sound here that it just goes, I don't know, maybe in tandem with this marvelous wave of flavor that the food actually offers as well. It just all seems to be so beautifully in balance. Maybe it's just experiential. Mm-hmm. That could be it, too. I don't know if the same food would taste just as good someplace else.
Speaking of which, you exported this food back to Toronto.
That's right. After taking a fair number of instruction here in New Orleans and elsewhere in South Central Louisiana, we opened a restaurant in Toronto called Cajun Corner. It was an authentic Louisiana Cajun and Creole. We imported everything. I didn't put my spin on any of the recipes. We just did it exactly as I was taught down here. And it was a smash, really, very quickly, because, I mean, if you're bringing something that that people have probably experienced at one point in time coming for a convention or for Mardi Gras or for, you know, some other holiday, they will have been, you know, wowed by the food here too. And then realizing that they can get it in Toronto, that was a really big deal. So
this is the next iteration of what you did. It was move down to New Orleans and start Casa Pelican. So how did Casa Pelican come to be?
Well, after the big storm, I was down here on a purchasing trip along with a restaurant. We also had an import shop, which was all Louisiana goods, and had the opportunity to look at a house that was for sale in the Algiers Point neighborhood. And it was just a big, beautiful, old Greek Revival home with a wraparound balcony and a wraparound front porch. I guess you call it a gallery here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I just immediately fell in love with it and thought that would make a fantastic bed and breakfast. So purchased it.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, retirement sort of sounding really nice about this time.
Yeah.
So eventually I moved down here full time and went about opening the bed and breakfast.
Well, along with the bed and breakfast, you do cooking classes and run a cooking school. Tell me a little bit about that, what it entails, and also what people can expect from it.
We keep largely to, you know, Cajun and Creole basics. It's not just how to make a roux, but, you know, how to make sure that your jambalaya is always, you know, fluffy and never dry and never, you know, overcooked and mushy, and how you get that really good dark brown roux for your gumbo, and, you know, how to season things properly and how to work with high heat and how to not be afraid of those things, because those are things that a lot of home cooks from other parts of the country come here and they're very, very timid about the kinds of, about the process of the way that that Louisiana cooks go about preparing their food.
What's the first meal or dish you can remember being proud of making?
I made a lot before I was proud of one.
Usually how it happens, you know.
The first time I think I really got turned on to the idea that, hey, I might like to do this for a living, my friends and I decided in the fall term we were going to get together and do a roasted suckling pig. And I thought, wow, this is, you know, very medieval and fun and, you know, this sort of thing. But I remember going through that and just thinking, wow, that smells so good. Oh, my God, it tastes really good. Hey, this worked out okay.
Yeah.
And thinking I could maybe do this. So, I mean, like not necessarily roast suckling pig every day, but, you know, cooking. When you do something for a living that really, really brings joy to people, I mean, there's no better job than that. There really isn't.
Fantastic. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, David. I really enjoyed this.
That was Karen Duncan, owner of Casa Pelican Bed and Breakfast and Cooking School here in Algiers Point. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.